Mr. Babcock, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. There was an early morning fire on Butler Street. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Well, at 542, we were notified of an apartment fire at 321 North Butler, an upstairs apartment. Upon arrival, 4 minutes later, first arriving crews reported heavy black smoke showing from the third floor of what it appears to be a 12-unit apartment building. Crews made a very aggressive attack to suppress the flames. While that was going on, additional crews, which were also assigned to the alarm, made the primary and secondary searches of the rest of the apartments, made sure everyone was safe and was out, which they were. And we were able to keep the fire contained to the single apartment. Unfortunately, there was smoke and some water damage to adjoining apartments.
Were there any injuries?
Fortunately, no. No injuries. Smoke detectors did their job, alerted some of the other people, which is a great thing. Obviously, smoke alarms do their job. They save lives. It is a noise, or it is a sound that we can get used to.
Have all the residents of the apartment complex been evacuated? And I would imagine that the Red Cross has taken care of some of those.
Exactly. Mid-Michigan chapter of the Red Cross is again stepping up to the plate and assisting those folks that have been displaced. Of course, this early in, they're just trying to cope with what just happened to them, and trying to make sense of it all. And with their assistance, the Red Cross certainly does fill a phenomenal void for us.
Do we know what caused the fire yet?
At this point, no. It is under investigation by our Fire Marshal's Division.
All right, Stephen, we appreciate you. Thank you so much, sir.
Not a problem. Thank you, and have a safe day.